Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. I arrived back from Rome today, and I had overestimated my ability to work from there because, to be fair, Rome was beautiful. But I'm back at home and I've been working all day long. Just because, well, yeah. One can only enjoy Palatinate Hill as much as one can. Bit tranty this time again. Don't worry. Hi, Embassy guys. I know that you're listening. And other intelligence agencies. I'll be back to my job. I just needed some relaxing. The rest of you guys, yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't have that many listeners, but those listeners that I have apparently are from big places. I will actually be in printed Foreign Policy magazine soon enough, which is great. But yeah, it's just weird because I went to Rome and now my Italian restaurant experience has been ruined forever. However, I wanted to talk about two things today. First of all, I want to mention the fact that let's get to realpolitik. On the war front, on the very, very front, war front, I mean the places where people are fighting right now, the Russians are really slowly creeping on, and a lot of people state that this is, you know, because of everything, but I think that we've reached the point where the war is going to go from now on for months until Russia collapses. Because Russia is moving on extremely slowly in a few fronts, not everywhere. I don't have the data right now because I'm recording this just before I go out and, you know, I bought an air rifle. Thanks to your donations, by the way. It cost me 150 euros, but I just thought, you know, as a part of my training for a gun license, I have to know how to shoot, so I'm doing that now. If you guys are listening to this, people with guns, that is, then I have figured out that if you hold the rifle for too long, then your hands get shaky, so I take a deep breath in, then I aim with my still air in my lungs, and then I shoot, and then I just breathe out. So, but that's a sidetrack. Anyways, realpolitik time. One thing that's been popping off everywhere is the fact that I'm starting to believe that United States and EU politicians don't want this war to end fast. They know exactly that with their help, Ukraine will rebuild, yeah. But the longer the war goes, the more it hurts Russia. And I'm starting to think that maybe West likes this. Maybe the West will enjoy inflicting maximum damage to Russia without even getting their hands dirty. Because, you know, I listened to Martyr Maid's Daryl Cooper, friend of mine, great guy. I'm actually here because of Martyr Maid, because he kind of put my show in the global form, because he spoke about it nicely, and that's how a lot of you got here from Martyr Maid podcast. And I disagree with him vehemently on his Ukraine takes. But we have a plan to, you know, talk about this very soon when it's convenient for him, because he's still my friend, even though I disagree with him. We have a conversation like this on Twitter. But I agree with him, the fact that it's still realpolitik. But my take is this, that people just want Russia to bleed. And it's going to hurt Russians. We are, after all, tough people. I'm like, by we, I mean Eastern Europeans in general. Not just Russians, Ukrainians, Poles, Georgians, Czechs. Although Czechs might want to call them Central European, but they're still one of us. And they know that. But the war, you know, I was away for 3 days and hasn't changed much. Again, sorry about the ranting, more info coming tomorrow. But it still is very strange. One thing that happened, though, that really mattered, was the fact that on Vremya, the Russian news channel, an editor of that news channel, Maria, that was her name, stepped up behind a live TV show and showed a poster stating that everything you've been told is a lie, Russian propaganda is working. And then she quit the job, together with a lot of other journalists. The thing is, this is important because Vremya, or The Time, is the most prominent news network in all of post-Soviet sphere. And it's been there since the Soviet era. And a lot of people who live here know that if it's Sidon Vremya, then that's the official policy. Might as well be Gorbachev speaking, or Stalin, or whomever. It's still Vremya. Because they are the guys who've been following the party lines and been doing everything that's needed to be done. And they are basically the mouth of Sauron, if you want to put it that way. For the Warhammer fans, Eastern Europe is Kislev, Russia is Chaos, and you guys are, I don't know, Nippon, Cathay, Bretonnia, Empire, whatever. But we're Kislevites. We're used to this shit. Anyways, Vremya is so important that a person in 1981 got fired when he posted pro-Yeltsin slogans on the White Square. And now Maria has posted this because Vremya is the one show that is also shown in Russian prisons. It's shown in Russian homes. Vremya is, I don't even know how to compare this. It's like, it's the TV show that is broadcast on national television that all the country watches. I don't know how many people watch BBC or CNN or, I don't even know. I think it's not CNN, it's BBC, right? I don't know. Anyways, most important national broadcasting system. That's the show that you would turn on if the Americans would try to nuke you. Okay? So the fact that something like this popped up in Vremya is so important that you can't really under or overestimate it. It's crazy. But it happened. Which just shows the weakness of the propaganda machine. Also on the news is that Mikhail Katz has basically turned his shows, which is one of my resources, by the way, Mikhail Katz, please Google him up or YouTube him up. He's turned his shows into shows with English language subs, which he's written apparently himself, which is one of my primary sources, so you can now check them out yourself, because, hey, I wish to give you access to my primary sources. And also, with March Remade, we're going to have the discussion. But the hardest part is the fact that I was away for 3 days. I was away for 3 days, and it's calcifying even more. It's getting crazier. And the no-fly zone Zelensky is asking, and he's asking for a no-fly zone constantly. Again, besides my realpolitik take, I think that that's an outward, just publication matter. Because one thing that I noticed is the fact that after all these requests for airplanes, which then died down a bit, was the fact that Zelensky is ready to buy airplanes, which means that he had to have some money from somewhere, right? So instead of just giving airplanes to Zelensky, it now seems that the Americans have just given him money and told him, give this money to Boeing or Lockheed Martin, and they'll send you the airplanes as a private corporation, all clear and nice. I mean, I agree with this. Because if you don't want to get into nuke war, then, yeah, this is the best way how to solve this. Because you've given him some ammo while not giving him anything, which is amazing. Just some money written off somewhere, which is great. However, what pisses me off the most is the fact that it's not about election anymore. It's just about the fact that, you know, how are we to feel when the country that's supposed to defend liberty and everything is the country that is the most afraid of any losses? I mean, how much has someone needs to lose? I'm sorry, I'm just tired and ranting, but how much do we need to lose in the name of liberty for the United States to act upon anything? I mean, for us over here on the eastern border, this is kind of like Haiti slave revolt. We are the blacks and the oppressed. We are the people who are fighting against our enslavers. Literally. We had served them. We were colonized. Heck, Latvia was under a fucking crusade. They crusaded against us. Then they oppressed us for 700 years. Okay? And I'm just as kin as Ukrainians and everyone else. And if you claim to be so brave and defending the freedom, then fucking don't be afraid to break some eggs and lose some people. Okay, gasoline prices are one thing, losing people is another, but just... Then don't claim that you're defenders of the free world, at least. I don't even know, man. I don't know. I'm tired. I've just been to Rome. And I just want to die inside a bit, to be honest. I don't know what to tell you right now, guys. Thank you for listening, though. Because this war's taken all of my energy. And I've just flown home. And after this, I am just recording my bigger episode where I'm going to go on the deep takes about the whole Vremya thing and how all this war means so much to us. But what I hate the most is that Martyr Mage, whom I, again, terribly respect, and he's a wise person, but how everyone seems to have been bought into this propaganda thing. How everyone just seems to be like, oh no, what if we anger Putin? Then he'll drop some nukes. No, how about we make Putin worried about we dropping some nukes on him? How about that? How about for once, we're not the peaceful, pacifistic weaklings. He doesn't think that way. How about we make him, Mr. Putin, who's an asshole, shit his pants? How about we literally threaten to nuke Moscow? How about that? How about that for a change? How about we play tough? We haven't so far. And right now? Right now that, I don't know about you in the West. I know that I just arrived from Rome, where the only souvenir that I bought was a coat. Because my last coat that I bought was 5 years old, and I hope this one lasts for as much as long, because I can't afford a new one. My new coat cost me 250 euros from your money, by the way. Thank you for that. And it's a good coat, and I hope it'll last me for a long time. Like 5 years at least. That's when I'll be able to spare some money for that. And I know that because I'm going to save every penny that I can, because our food prices are going to increase. That's what we do here. We prepare for the worst. And if maybe you don't care, then everyone can go into whataboutism. Me too. It's not about, complaining or anything. Americans are brave and nice people, and I respect you a lot. It's just that I think that everyone's taking this too diplomatically. Listen to my episode about the Soviet Понятия. Putin lives by them. Just be like Rocky. We need to be tough. We need to play rough. We need to punch some noses in. The time for polite discussions, yeah, that's over. Right now, people are dying. Right now, people are just going overboard. Because Russia has turned on its strategy of just bombing the cities down to earth and then just trying to enter them. Hell, Kadyrov posted a picture of him being in front lines. You know what happened then? He just didn't appear there at all. Oh, getting too tired again. Anyways, sorry for the rant again, but we'll be back tomorrow with Call the News. I'm back from Rome. I'm gonna go to sleep. It's almost midnight here. And, all your support goes into me surviving, so please click on the donate button on our homepage, theeasternborder.lv, theeasternborder.lv, please don't hit me on it, or just become our patron. We're getting through this. I've just returned back from my vacation, 3 days long, and I see that I have a lot of work in front of me.